Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, July 2nd. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. A federal judge says historical and science-based displays removed from America's national parks and monuments must be restored by July 4th, according to a federal court ruling issued last month. Public News Service's Eric Galatas has more.
A coalition of conservationists filed a lawsuit after nearly 60 items, including signage in Grand Teton about a key member of an early Yellowstone expedition, were deemed as improper partisan ideology by the Trump administration and taken down. Bill Wade is the executive director of the Association of National Park Rangers, one of the plaintiffs in the case. He says park employees consider education a large part of their job.
One of their primary responsibilities is to serve the visitor, and that includes giving them accurate information, even about things that sometimes we're not very proud of.
The signage in Grand Teton that must be restored before the nation's 250th birthday includes details about Gustavus Cheney Doan's participation in a massacre of Native Americans. The Trump administration must also give the court a weekly update on the restoration process. The National Park Service and Interior Department have filed an appeal. I'm Eric Galatas.
The Secretary of State has another election-related lawsuit on his hands, this time over candidate residency requirements. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger has the story.
Gabe Green is a registered Democrat who wanted to run for governor. He lived in Wyoming for most of his life, except between 2023 and 2025 when he lived in Arizona. Secretary of State Chuck Gray says that runs afoul of the state constitution, which says gubernatorial candidates must reside in the state for 5 years prior to the election. Green says he believes in residency requirements and would actually like to see them strengthened.
I think 5 years isn't enough time, because by that logic, if I move here from California in 2021, I can run for governor. But if I move out like I did, I can't, right? Even though I'm from Wyoming.
The Secretary of State was recently sued over Wyoming's early deadline for voters to choose a political party. Another suit comes from a man who wants to run AI for U.S. Senate. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
The U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling this week allowing states to ban transgender women and girls from participating in female sports. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Julie Lucchetta has more from one of the front lines of the issue, Idaho.
The court ruled 6-3 against two transgender athletes, including a Boise State University runner who challenged Idaho's ban, saying it violated the Equal Protection Clause and the 14th Amendment. Idaho Representative Barbara Ehart sponsored the law and said she was grateful for the decision.
This case really truly was about fairness.
Paul Castillo is from Lambda Legal, the firm representing the plaintiff in a similar case in West Virginia. He calls the ruling disappointing.
Trans students are excluded in certain areas of life.
In a statement, Idaho Governor Brad Little called the ruling a historic moment and lauded the state for being the first to ban trans athletes in women's sports. Julie Duquetta, Boise State Public Radio News.
The ruling is likely to apply to the 27 states that have banned transgender women and girls from participating in female sports. That includes Wyoming, which banned transgender girls from middle and high school female sports in 2023. Decades of suppression have led to an overgrowth of vegetation across western states, increasing the explosiveness of wildfires. That's according to researchers who say reducing the risks improves wildlife habitat. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
The study focused on the Great Basin in eastern Nevada. Researchers found targeted prescribed fires can clear out old vegetation and help native plants grow back. That creates better forage for wildlife, like Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep. Louis Provence is with the Nature Conservancy and the study's lead author.
Bighorn sheep like young forests that recover, so shrubs, grass, and flowering plants and all that. And so that fire will just create that.
He says that pattern isn't unique to Nevada. Federal and local agencies widely use prescribed fires, but past suppression has left many landscapes overgrown. That can squeeze out native plants, and it can lead to more intense wildfires when they do occur. The study says prescribed fire, used carefully under the right conditions, can help reset those systems and rebuild habitat for bighorn sheep, mule deer, and elk. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
In celebration of America's 250th, a group of motorized recreationists are trekking from Evanston to Cheyenne, covering about 350 miles. Wyoming News Now's Grace Swanky has more.
With all support vehicles, the caravan will have 60 machines in total. Forrest Kaminga, Wyoming State Trails Program Manager, tells me that the trip will be a chance to highlight a lesser-known side of the state, with most traffic coming through having their eyes set on Yellowstone and Jackson.
I see this as a great way to showcase, you know, southern Wyoming and the beauty it has. And you know what kind of potential it has for tourism.
The trip will be broken up into 4 days, starting in Evanston with overnight stops in Rock Springs, Saratoga, Laramie, and ending the journey on the 4th of July in Cheyenne with the America 250 celebrations.
That's Wyoming News Now's Grace Swanky reporting. And check out the skies on July 4th to catch the Wyoming Air National Guard statewide flyover. The 153rd Airlift Wing will fly two routes simultaneously, lifting off at about 9:30 in the morning and touching down again around 1. The Jackson route departs from Laramie, heading west, then north to Jackson, and then back to Cheyenne. The Devil's Tower route departs from Cheyenne, heading north to Gillette and Sheridan, before circling back to the state capital. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Rollins high schooler graduated twice this year, becoming the first from her school to do so. The Rollins Times reports Kate Hernandez walked across the stage at Western Wyoming Community College with her Associate of Arts in Elementary and Early Childhood Education 2 weeks before her high school graduation. Over the course of her 4 years in high school, she earned her degree online and has already started her bachelor's degree in education. A University of Wyoming faculty member has been honored posthumously. Sarah Collins passed away last year and was given the Victoria J. Bertix Memorial Award from the Association for the Sciences of Limnology and Oceanography. It was given in recognition of her contributions to aquatic science, teaching, mentorship, and service to the scientific community. An upcoming National Commemorative Day will celebrate Cheyenne Frontier Days. July 23rd will be the Day of the American West in recognition of the region's role in shaping the nation's history, culture, and identity. It calls out CFD's contributions specifically, and several national officials will attend this year's events. And the Rock Springs Chamber of Commerce is celebrating 90 years. Congratulations! For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What was the first community in the United States to be governed entirely by women? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, how many members were in the Wyoming legislature when it first met in 1890? There were 49, 16 members in the Senate, and 33 members in the House. These days, we have 62 House members and 31 state senators. Congratulations to Julie Myers, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Palkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. We'll be getting the day off tomorrow, and I hope you enjoy your holiday weekend and check in again on Monday.